Yeah, okay. But pay this.
Yeah.
His voice is annoying.
Are we hectic?
That was a pretty tasty track.
Let me start this, no mention. This sesh is now in session. Kick ons upon parlay gone. Yep, darts till dawn, passed out on lawns. Oh, crowd shrinks to a miniature. Drinks gone, disappear. Yep, I'm here with ya. And you know I'll be till sunrise breach. This what we need. We RIP on post midnight dives down to these lines. These highs defined by echoed rhymes.
Welcome to an all new episode of Friendly Jimmy's, and this one we're doing live from Brisbane.
Sorry, I just want to do the background music. Keep going.
We're not in New York, but thanks for the background effects.
But we are coming live, special edition from the New York of Australia, Brisbane.
How is it the New York of Australia? Give me one similarity.
The palm trees.
What is it? Actually, let's hash this out. What is Brisbane, the something of America?
Miami.
Look the how many Tucson.
Palm trees. Look how many palm trees are out there. Four at least. Miami.
Yeah, Miami. I'll accept. This
I feel
is Florida.
Like I'm in Miami, yeah.
I'm sweaty. I'm sure there's alligators around. This is Miami.
You're wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
That's right.
Thanks to Matt,
you bought like special links.
Who basically the most professional setup we have ever had in our lives because he cares. One person cares.
Yeah, and also I do have another question that we are going to get to the bottom of on this podcast, and he's not allowed to interject, but we really need to ask this question: is he PewDiePie? This is what he's doing on his
and brain. Dude, and if Matt, I know you're just sitting around like right next to us.
Don't look at him.
I'm not going to look at him.
Project. You're only going to encourage him.
I know you're right next to us, but dude, if you are, I'm a big fan. I'm just putting it out there. Dude, you're funny. You deserve every dime you get, man. Every dime you get.
Pewdy news. Pew, 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 pew.
It wouldn't surprise me if that's what he did on his break. I don't know, just this is him. Like, and then he's just like, yeah, I don't know. He'll just turn around, come back in here with slightly more gel in his hand, be like, surprise, what an ultimate meme.
Holy shit. And PewDiePie is rich enough to afford a house in, where are we, Mansfield? I forget the area. But like, anyway, Brisbane. We're like, he would definitely be able to afford his house in Scandinavia and just one in Brisbane. Like, he could just come down here and be like, yeah, holiday time. So our editor is PewDiePie. So it's really nice.
He is PewDiePie because PewDiePie, from what my extensive research on the man, has this thing of watching really, really small YouTubers.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. If they're above 1,000, he's not into it.
No, he's not into it. And he's right about that as well. This is what people don't understand about people that watch big YouTubers. That's not where the action is.
Yeah.
YouTubers have good taste in YouTube.
Exactly.
And it is just, this is it. If someone's been on YouTube for 9 years and they haven't been able to crack 1,000 subs, that is supreme content.
What Jordan is saying, Jordan is saying, ditch Friendly Geordies, move on to Holdsworthy Live. That's
hey, you have 3,500. What he's saying is, ditch Friendly Geordies, ditch Holdsworthy Live.
Way too
Forest
many,
Hall.
That's true. How many? Come on, how many?
320. I think.
Oh, he beat
with a frequent upload schedule of one video every 5 to 7 months.
Hey, it's music, man. Come on. I can't be pumping out. This guy.
Yes, you could, though.
Well, maybe I could. But it's hard.
It's not, though, is it? Wasn't this the whole discussion? And this is what we're going to move the podcast into. I don't know if I've made my opinion on this heard enough yet. And this was like a long 3-hour discussion going back and forth from Toowoomba, which is Kevin Parker the shittest musician on earth? We need to get to the deep dive of this. But the thing is, like, look.
My blood's boiling.
Well, you go. You start this.
You start this and explain to us why he is noteworthy and we should all listen to him.
Look. Because essentially what you were saying is like, pretty much he curates a meme page but replaced memes with tones of guitar pedals. That's pretty much it. He just sits there for a year going, oh, okay. So I've gone through every soundboard there possibly is, and we're back to echo.
All right, so...
Well, I think he's just shit at his job. It takes a long time for him to finish a song that's not that impressive.
All right, so you've started...
And that's why you relate to him.
Well,
you do like that. All right. So let's get this around. 6 songs in a decade. Can we do it? Let's go for it. Let's go big here, boys.
I mean, you've started with the positives, so you're going to name some negatives? So that's one for me. Are you going to defend yourself now?
Is the music objectively good, though?
Look, is that the whole thing? It's just like no one spends longer getting anxious about whether he did the right tone or not. That's why he's a brilliant
musician. It's a big part of it.
But he got the tone wrong.
No, he did not.
This is how I judge music. I listen to the song and I go, yeah, that wasn't that great. So that means it's not a good song. So he didn't get the tone right.
Well, look, I think I explained it to you, Ali. We were talking about, it was the drive from Brizzy to Toowoomba to... powerhouses of Australian culture. I mean, no, one. I love Brizzy. Toowoomba, the Sizzler's a little bit more fucked than I can hear.
Nah, it's the other way around. Brisbane sucks, Toowoomba's mad. All right, okay.
But, like, essentially, it is a case of, like, an autist. It's the one part of me that is, like, the autist freak nerd that just sort of, like, you know, rocks back and forth and being like, is that a 1962 electroharmonics phaser or a 63? It's actually a 65. Still fucking awesome, though. That's still an awesome phase. You know what I mean? As a big part of me, that's that one part of my, like, autist self. And it's essentially what I was, like, what we were talking about, Ali. Being that guy that records, you know, takes 15,000 takes to get the right snare song. That is not a requirement for a good song or a popular song or a successful song. And I'm the first to say, of course, that shouldn't, you know, if someone's like, Tame Impala is shit, like, I don't even really feel the need to defend them. I'm like, look, yeah, they're not amazing. But there is that big part of me and there's a big, like a big chunk of society that are like, that are sitting there just kind of being like, so you're 757? And then Kevin Parr's like, SM57. It's like, you're putting the SM57 on the side. Let me finish. You're putting the SM57 on the side of the snare. Yeah. But it's you should really go above or under. It's like, I thought I'd mix it up. And then the guy's just like, that's pretty good, actually. All right.
Valuable addition. However, I think it's full of shit. Because, first of all, how do I know
that Ali weighs in?
How do I know that he actually took that amount of time to make the music?
Okay.
Here's the thing. Look, I'm not Ali, okay? I'm the most musically... I've been a record producer for my entire life. I know everything about music. Let's say I'm a genius. I listen to a Tame Impala song and I haven't heard of these guys before. Am I able to tell that this guy took 2 hours out of his life to make that one song? And if not, then it's useless.
What you're really asking now, right now, is 2 questions. This is my geopolitics. My geopolitics. We're really defending what you mean by music. What you're really saying now, what the question...
Not even music, tones.
Tones. What you're really asking now is this exact question. You know, hey, man, have you ever thought of the fact that, like, we're in the Matrix right now? Like, this is all a hallucination. It's the same question. It's like, yeah, you might be right. I might not be able to tell if you haven't sat around in your undies for fucking 4 years bashing a Juno 60 and then, you know, not using it and then being like, oh, no, actually, I will use it and then bash it. You know, really, like, That sort of like intense process of like experimenting and just working on stuff forever. But there's, but like, you're kind of right. They're, like, look, actually, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer, but I suspect that, yeah, I probably couldn't tell. I suspect.
So, okay, if you are willing to admit that you couldn't tell, are you also willing to admit that there is a slight possibility that it's not even true?
No, because I've seen videos of him on YouTube.
For years?
In his undies.
Have you heard of editing?
Yes, but he didn't make the album for ages. I believe him.
Yeah, I get, look.
All right, fine.
Because I know from looking at that man.
He has done that, dude.
What?
Well, you can go on.
You can just tell that every time he walks past a corridor and there's an open door, every time that's ever happened and you look out to see him go to the bathroom, he's just like looking down and scratching his arm nervously. And if you say, hey, Kevin, he'll just muffle out,
hey.
That man spends a lot of time thinking about which tone goes where. But yeah. This goes on to my next question. Is he a musician or does he just own a guitar shop?
Because look, now, okay, now you're asking the deeper questions.
Because, dude, is that man a muso or is he just like a dude that listens to a lot of other music and sits there and goes,
Now you're asking the deeper questions. This is what I'll tell you, in all honesty.
He's just fucking Anthony Fantano in a wig.
You know what, dude? You know what? In all honesty, I will say that essentially, and once again, Jordan is getting to the crux of the argument here. You know, he's asking the right questions.
Yeah. Essentially, Jim Wise, Andrew Denton.
Essentially, you are correct. He essentially owns a guitar shop in his house. The only difference between him and the guy from Tim Guitars in Brisbane is that he tinkers with the pedals more than the guitar shop owner because he's not trying to sell them. And then by him sort of exploring the songwriting process, he managed to smash out two kind of cool albums. And from then on, it is a guitar shop, but he occasionally smashes out some bangers.
See, yeah, okay, but...
And I'll admit that. I'm not saying he's a genius.
No, but what I don't understand is why everyone's saying, wow, he's so experimental. In his first album, he sounded like a little bitch that puts a lot of echo on his voice. In his second album, he sounds like a little bitch that puts a lot of echo on his voice. In his third album, he put even more echo on his voice. This is why he makes the big bucks. Because he just went, I don't know if this is enough echo, echo, echo. Can I put any more on?
my new niche, dude,
like all he experiments with is just this, just being like, okay, let's do that. That's album number four done.
And what's the difference between an ordinary musician and a great musician? An ordinary musician comes out with good songs sometimes,
mm-hmm.
mostly during their early phases of their career.
Yeah.
A great musician comes out with banger after banger. All of their albums are almost always good. Tame Impala, their first album, was good. Their latest album, the shit that we were listening to in the car yesterday, very, very ordinary.
Right.
So he's an ordinary musician.
But I will pay Mislav's point, though. There was some pretty good tunes.
Which one?
The one just that, basically the one where there were like
five echoes instead of three.
Yeah, the song that I was like, one more year. And the lyrics are like, but I'm touring the world and making millions on a house in LA and Frio. It's tough for me.
That's what I don't like about him. At the end of the day, it's not actually his music. I'm not educated enough on music to know, because if you ask me, like, what's your favorite song of all time, I'd be like, well, it's clearly the Vengabashage Kamen.
Thank you, boys. Shout out.
But the thing that annoys me is just like actually listening to his lyrics, sitting there and just like sifting past the fact that is his voice just another tone that you hear in the elevator when there's just elevator music playing? No, that's a person singing. All right. So he's speaking English. All right. What is he actually saying? And then you listen to it and every song is that. Of being I'm famous now. I just wish I was basking in Frio at the moment. Some guy just gave me a swirly. Like, that's cosmically where I should be. Why am I a millionaire? Can you, for once in your life, at least say I'm grateful or something? Instead of just being like, it's more pressure now that I've got more money. Like,
no.
How should I get
what he says?
A silver PlayStation controller?
right. No, he does have songs where he's like grateful and stuff. I think that the crux of it in that, when you're talking about that issue, I told you I had a bit of epiphany of like seeing Dave Grohl pretending to be Angus Young, then chug a beer, then try to jump back on stage, then fall off stage with near his guitar. It's like near, and then just. And then the security guards have to pick up a 50-year-old Dave Grohl and be like, I don't even know who you are. But so I'm having this epiphany now where it's like...
this millionaire.
Yeah. Multi-millionaire. I've gone through a bit of epiphany now where it's like, rock is dead. And like this kind of... And then the knock-on effect for me
but
is...
what are you saying now then? You know what is in? Elevator music.
Yeah, pretty much.
Rock
yeah.
is dead and Tame Impala killed that shit.
Kind of.
What
kind
the
of.
Fuck was
but
that?
They're not rock. I don't are even they? Understand.
What are they?
No, they're not rock.
It is actually the Simpsons thing of like, wuss rock? That's the one.
Yes, exactly.
So he is wuss rock.
But this is my point. All forms of, dude, music is dumb. Like, just the way it's like harmony, melody, now chuck a like beat on it and ooh, the synth sounds like it's kind of inherently stupid. And like the subject matter for what you can sing about is pretty limited. It's usually just self-involved narcissistic shit. So you shouldn't be surprised. I mean, most popular music, like I don't think Ludacris is changing the world either. Do you know what I'm saying?
Hey, we don't need to go.
That's what I like about it. Like, look, that's the difference between Triple J narcissism and African-American narcissism.
Right.
At least African-American narcissism is kind of triumphant.
And it's got so flavor. Annoying
that right. everything on Triple J is like, okay, and now we've got some other cunt from Perth that's just talking about why you should feel sorry for him that he himself developed a coke habit. I want to listen to that shit. Dude, I want to listen to some dude, Ludacris, just being like, huge amounts of cocaine on a stripper's ass. That's awesome. As opposed to this guy just being like, dude, I don't know, like, I had a few too many racks last night. Oh, I've got to write a song about this.
Yeah. Well, look, I guess that's just indie music, and I guess that's why, you know, look, it gels with me because I'm a woman. I'm high in estrogen. Oh. I am a woman. So when some other high in estrogen cunt's just like, it's getting closer. And I'm like, what's getting closer? And he's like, does it even matter? And I'm like, no, it doesn't matter. I can interpret that in a million ways to be sad, you know? You can write a song about a turtle and I'll find a way to be like, yeah, that is melancholy. So like,
I kind of want to understand something. What do you mean that there's only a limited things that you can sing about? You can sing about whatever the fuck you want.
How many emotions are there? Like 10?
What? Like, if you're a reptile, but you can sing about, like...
How many human emotions are there? Like, there's variations on an emotion. No, but like, you... sad. And then, like, you know, there's a... What's the word? What's it called when there's words that are similar to other words but explain the same thing? What's that called?
Synonyms, yeah.
There's a million synonyms, but essentially it's, like, sad, happy, you know, depressed, fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for people that aren't good with words. That's the whole point of lyricists. They're very good with words. They can describe the same emotions a million different ways.
Yeah, that's true.
They can tap into it. They can talk about whatever they want.
Yes.
So yeah, but Ali, if you're a narcissist, your subject matter is very limited.
That's the problem, right?
I just don't know.
And also, like, at least like Ludacris or Rick Ross, they're upfront about that shit. They're like, yeah, this is what my life is. This is what I do. I fuck whores, I do cocaine, and I'm rich.
But dude, he's upfront about it as well. It's just his narcissism's annoying. That's my point.
I guess that's the indie like.
Yeah, braggadocious sucks.
Like braggadocious lyrics and shit just wouldn't work in, like, if the new Tame Impala song is like, fuck all you loser poor douchebags, I am rich, down.
That's experimental.
It's funny. I like it. I want that album. Which album is that from?
I know. Experimental. You know what's the irony of all this?
Kevin Parker's newest album, Rex for Days.
You know what's the irony of all this? He's massive. He's massive with rappers. Like Travis Scott, fucking, what's that shit called? Rihanna, Kanye. He's like Kendrick. He's got like a long list of like American rappers that are like, Kate, like, yo, Kevin, man, Down Under's lit. He's wild.
Yeah, because they're sitting there being like, so let me just wrap this around my head one more time, Kevin Parker. You're making songs that aren't about being in the club.
But isn't it? But
groundbreaking shit.
But don't you think it's kind of funny that like you got we're basically battling two sides of an argument here, and they're collaborating, right? Like they're all collaborating. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. That is a bit of a trip.
No, what it is, it's like celebrities have this fucking bubble that they live in. As long as you can permeate through that bubble, and it has nothing to do with people that are in that bubble, it's what people outside of it make. And once you're in that bubble, then everyone's friends with each other.
Right, so you just think it's just like Hollywood.
Yeah, it's just probably like, have you made it? Do you sell out Madison Square Gardens? You can be my friend now.
Yeah.
Why isn't Kendrick making albums with Keith Urban?
Dude, that's up to them. They're probably you give them friends.
6 months. That's coming out. Isn't it?
Yo!
Biggest douchebag in the Northern Hemisphere meets the biggest douchebag in the Southern Hemisphere.
Douche Square. I'd buy it.
Yeah, man. I'd buy that shit.
I mean, look. The thing is, I do like hate people that like, you know, I look, a big contingency of people I know have this sort of like God complex about artists, and they would rather defend Lamb of God. Like if someone was just like, all right, you either admit that Lamb of God's second album wasn't as fucking heavy as their third, or your mum gets it. Like, just kill her, you know? And I hate that shit. I hate that, like, God complex of people. Like, my whole identity is Kill 'Em All by Metallica, so I will die by it. And it's like, that's kind of fucked up. So, like, I agree with you guys. I don't like this whole thing.
That's why I find Anthony Fantano's audience so scary, and I do not envy being that man.
Yeah.
I thought politics was savage.
Oh, no.
You know what's savage?
Music. Yes. Fans are insane.
Saying to musos, yeah, that Metallica's Black Album might not be their best work.
Yeah, it's a really scary
like,
world.
That man needs suicide watch, you know?
Yeah. That poor bar. Dude, well, actually, the funny thing is, because Jordan mentioned it, because I was just like, I'm not that interested in reading reviews. I just think it's kind of, I think critics are like the most superfluous people in the whole world, other than maybe like those chicks that work at those like bubble tea shops. But,
Wait, those chicks are mad.
They
What's
suck.
Wrong with them?
What
Stop
are
shitting on people that don't deserve to be shit. Like, let's keep our guns on Tame Impala. That's what we're talking about here.
What are those?
No, I want to go down this avenue.
What are pearls? They belong in the ocean. Anyway.
I kind of don't even know what you're saying anymore.
You don't know what those pearls are? They put in those tea. They're like,
yeah, they're not pearls.
Yeah,
they're
oversized them, tapioca.
Yeah, they call them pearls. I'm not into
and
it.
And they
anyway.
Block the straws. Fuck them.
Yeah, I don't like anything about it. But anyway,
all right. Therefore, because they sew those, their existence is
irrelevant.
Superfluous.
Okay. Anyway, furthermore,
actually fair.
Yeah. Thank you.
Being ganged up on here.
Furthermore. So I was reading the YouTube comments of Anthony Fantano's review of The Slow Rush by Tame Impala, and he just said
it. What did he say about it?
He basically said what you said. He said it's average. He said exactly what you said. He said like it's average. He basically talked shit about it. He was like, so this deserves a solid 3 out of 5. Well, tell me what you think. Tell me in the comments. Tell me if you love it. Tell me if you hate it. So like he paid the shit out of it and gave it like a pretty good review, like 3 out of 5, I guess. I don't know.
Wait, 3 out of 5 is good?
Well, it's not.
It's okay.
It's not 2.
So what did like his first album, what did Kevin's first album get?
Look, their first 2 albums are unanimously like considered good.
A but solid
do you, can you get like 5 out of 5? Is that a normal thing?
I don't know. I don't watch a lot of his reviews, to be honest. I don't know.
Jesus Christ, but, do your research, Miss Love.
Yeah, I don't know. But reading the comments, fuck, dude. Ruthless. like you said, suicide watch. His nickname is the Melon. And they're like, shut up, Melon. You're just jealous she has hair. And then they're just like, and then they go, and then they go, and then they just go, and they just go, like all this shit, like just all this. So much.
Dude, that's a sick burn.
Oh, just so
Jesus,
much.
Jesus, when ideas meet.
Dude, like,
he's
and then,
just
like,
one of those pearls in the tapioca.
Holy shit, full circle. Full circle. But like
existence is superfluous.
But just like the fans just being absolutely ruthless. So I totally agree with you. But having, like, but look, dude, generally speaking, man, you guys aren't even wrong. Like, I just, I'm like a sidestep away from what your opinion is. Like, I'm not even a sidestep away. I am just a music nerd. And that's basically it. Like, if I wasn't a music nerd, like, even a lot of my friends would probably be like, yeah, not great. But I'm like, you don't watch that pedal show as much as I do you? That's the only difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. But pay this.
Yeah.
His voice is annoying.
You know what? I would have been, like, outrageous before yesterday. But then weirdly playing it in the car and, like, being, like, listen, like, forcing you two poor bastards to listen to it. And then you've been like, this is annoying. I'm like, I can't say it's not. Like, I really can't say it's not.
And he doesn't have balls, does he? There's no way he's got balls.
He's a castrato, yeah, for sure.
I think it wasn't a choice for him to sing in falsetto. I think he just goes to,
dude,
like...
I swear to God, this is what happened. Leonardo da Vinci had a son, right? And because he was just, like, way ahead of his time, he came up with a cryogenic freezing chamber. And then he had an illegitimate child, and then he was just, like, saw this in the future. Just being like, they will think that cutting off the balls of a 12-year-old is barbaric. Come here, Pepe. Yes, Pepe. Now go, go.
And then he just got frozen.
Continue my genius in the future.
Yeah, and then, like, he just got frozen, and, like, the ice cube, like, when Venice got flooded, it went in the ocean, and then him as an ice cube floated to Perth, and he just, like, wound up on the beach in Perth and, like, melted, and then some guy there was just being, like, just selling, like taco stand. He was just like, sweet. Is that what happened?
Yes. That's what it was.
All right.
Well, I'm glad that we got to the bottom of that.
Yeah, we've exhausted this one. Yeah,
this is one of the times where we can all, like, agree in a weird way. Yeah. We agree.
Yeah, right. So he's Da Vinci's son, he's castrato,
and he's
illegitimate. And this might be a bit too red hot, but, like, maybe. Peel it back on the echo on your next album.
And we can all agree.
Just because you learn a new function doesn't mean you have to do it over and over
and
again.
And we can all agree in terms of, like, genius of the world. It, you know, it's not number one. It's like Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Kevin Parker. Like, let's not go crazy.
Yeah, okay, he gets bronze.
Yeah, he gets bronze. Like, let's be fair. Like, you know, he rediscovered the delay pedal. That is the same as building that shitty Tesla car.
And he spends a little bit more time being anxious about whether he's chosen the right snare or not.
Than Tesla, yeah. You know that Tesla, like, isn't he married to Grimes? You know that, like, when he's, like, at home alone, he's just got, like, a room full of snares. He's like, tsh, and the next one. Tsh, and the next one. He's like, back to the first one. Tsh, like, yeah, it's probably not that crazy.
And you know what else as well? The snare was perfected in the 80s. He's putting the echo on the wrong thing. Stop putting it on your voice. Just say,
We all agreed. Let's not start this shit like that. Okay, right, let's say the most sacrilegious thing on earth.
All right, so we're moving on to the next segment, which I don't understand because this is Jordan's forceful segment. What's the monkey segment? Explain it.
Oh, yeah.
What was it again? Who put that monkey there?
I love this. Matt will be editing in some cool music there.
No, come on. We all know what needs to go there.
It's getting closer. Closer, 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 closer.
Oh, God.
All right, so, Ali, I know you're going to be a fan of this one. What we're going to do is we're going to go around in a circle, and this time to really mix it up, clockwise.
Yeah.
What we're going to be doing is figuring out where would you, like, you're walking into a room, where would you be most surprised to see a monkey that would make you say the phrase, oh, who put that monkey there?
Holy shit. Yes. Yes. Once again, can I just reiterate, this is why he makes the big bucks.
Talent pay. And my contribution for the week is done. Make sure that you subscribe to Patreon. We'll be accepting $5 donations.
All right, so I'm walking into a room. All right.
The most surprising place to I see think a monkey. It would and I bet you're going to say something like, the zoo, that'd be pretty crazy.
I was just about to say a zoo in Liberia.
Damn. The new psychic is in. Maybe you're psychic in because Brisbane. Dude,
he's from Pakistan, so it wouldn't be weird to walk into any room
that and there'd be a monkey. That was my joke.
Oh, my God.
You knows me too well.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to be redundant now.
I bet you did do that. I bet you went in to see your dad in the Pakistani bank, and the receptionist was a monkey.
And we're smoking too.
Don't forget that.
No, but I
and the way that it records information is through just different accordion songs, being like, oh, so I've got to 5 o'clock on Thursday.
What zoo in Liberia? A Liberia in particular.
Fuck's Liberia.
Liberia, dude, come on. It's where Ebola was, the epicenter of Ebola, because they were eating bush monkeys.
No, so that's not weird.
No, because the zoo, the monkeys got eaten. So there's no monkey, so I'm surprised that there's still one left. That's
so dark.
Damn, that was good. I'll pay that.
That's so dark.
I'll pay that.
Fuck, no way to put a bad mood on the pod.
Yeah, shit, that is dark. Fuck.
Look, there's anything you could have said, like, just like, you know how many people died in the Ebola? I'd be like, good, they probably deserved it, you know? But like, as soon as you're just saying, like, monkeys got fucked over a bit as well, just be like, oh God, we've got to do something.
They were just eating.
Yeah. Fuck. No, they've got clever
tails. And I assume they use it as handkerchiefs when they're crying.
All right, okay. What's yours, Mitch Love?
You can't judge mine because it's just like, it's Bali up here without the good food. Sweating all day, my brain's melting to fucking mush. A monkey in a kindergarten in a Mansfield preschool kindergarten. Bam, give us money on Patreon.
Why do we have any other segments?
Miss Love, you should do a solo podcast. I think we need to go away now. You've just reached the epitome of audio-visual mediums, and you don't need us anymore.
Well, I should go just solo.
Just a one-man whose line is it anyway?
What? Tom Gleason? I'm my own Tom Gleason.
The subject is Wayne Brady, and the situation is a turtleneck. Go.
That's it.
I live in New York City. It's cold. I need a turtleneck.
She's done it again.
Tune in next week.
Oh, God. Well, I thought that was shit.
All right,
well,
do you want to explain more why it won't
look, let's be honest. I think there's like a 1 in 2 chance that most preschools in Brisbane have monkeys in them, because I think Brisbane's Bali, but so maybe it's not a good one. But I just thought it'd be silly. But then as I was saying, I'm like, is it a requirement? Maybe it's not dumb at all.
Have you seen...
It's hot here.
Well, so you're taking this question seriously?
Pretty much. I mean, I assume monkeys...
Well, the climatic conditions are such that it is impossible to have a monkey over here, so I'm looking at it. Yep, I am surprised.
I mean, monkeys... It's so weird that you give Miss Love serious questions in life. Like, where is your account? Are you capable of putting on your pants? And he'll just sit there and just joke about it until the problem somehow manifests away. Like somehow someone's just like, it's all right, I'll just put on your pants, right?
Or like the prime example.
Stupid questions.
Prime example is Jordan asking Miss Love, tell me why you wouldn't vote for Labour. And Miss Love after thinking says, I don't think I like the colour red. It's too commie for me.
Yes.
Being honest.
No.
Being my friend. For 15 years.
I still vote for him.
Still voting for the Weed Party.
No. I've voted for Labour. Look, being this close to Jordan, like seeing him like basically every day for the last 5 years has just pushed me over the edge to voting for Labour and not liking it that much.
But only in the state elections, because I don't want to give them too much.
No. I can put on record that I've voted for Labour. I voted for Labour exclusive the last 3 elections, so don't worry about that.
Well, what a wanker.
But back to the question, back to the fundamental question. I assume hot climate, monkeys live there. Is that wrong?
Yeah, but what are we even saying now? I can't even remember.
Other way around.
Huh?
Miss Love, you need to be surprised by the fact that there's a monkey there, not that a monkey needs to be there.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm taking a risk here.
So it would be... So just like...
So your whole question is null void. Last 10 minutes is completely redundant.
No, not at all. I'm just saying I took a chance. I don't know if there's plenty... I don't know if Brisbane is overrun with monkeys and plentiful with them or there's none here. So I took a chance and I still don't know if it was a good answer.
Good to know that you've lived here for 30 years and don't know the geography of Australia well enough to know if monkeys are even native to this country or not.
Well, pigeons are here.
I always just assumed the koalas were slow motion monkeys.
Aren't they? I mean, we're all monkeys, really, aren't we?
I just realised he's wearing his Colt 44 shirt. God, they need to have a revival.
Do that? Do you want to tell the audience about fucking that?
Well, I'm not really qualified for that answer. That's more your domain.
Well, we hardly deserve a shout out, but. My old band.
Oh,
band.
That's your old band.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I don't know why I even still have the shirt. And dude, the funniest thing about this shirt is that image was taken off by my singer from back then off Google Images and is definitely copyrighted.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
It's so 18-year-old, isn't it? It's like, it's trippy and it's like violent.
I know.
I have seen that picture. I'm trying to figure out where that's from.
It's Alice in Wonderland.
It's the invisible cat.
But it's such an 18-year-old thing. Drugs, vague, ambiguous, violent, and illegal because we stole it. Like, yeah, it ticks all the boxes.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
We're doing original stuff here.
How long did your album take? 10 years. How many songs? 5.
Half a song.
That's why you respect Kevin Parker to this day. How does he do it?
All right, do we want to finish off with yours now?
Of course we do.
Boys, how weirded out would you be if you went on a tour of Buckingham Palace and there was a monkey in the Queen's throne?
Yes. He wins. That's
meta. Isn't there a monkey on the Queen's throne already?
Hey, you show some respect.
Yes. I'm a Republican.
Exactly.
Goddamn.
Malcolm Turnbull is my favorite.
You know, he would too royal a Sally. We might joke around, but we got no problem with her.
Dude, can we like?
Dude, I would be like really ashamed of you, Ali, if the Queen didn't go past and you didn't do a curtsy. Like, I'd be so angry at you.
I think I'll do it. But I'll cross my fingers while I'm doing it, okay?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of you coming from one of these countries as like, this guy is awesome. Why? Because he like flipped the queen to bird.
Yeah, dude. And also that's the same man.
Dude,
yeah.
I come from a country that was decolonized.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate the queen.
Yeah, but I'm sick of it.
Maybe she helped. I don't know anything about Pakistan's history, but I'm just assuming she unquestionably could have helped.
She did.
Oh, sweet. Well,
you know what helped? The Second World War helped.
Damn. Wait.
Yeah, because they had bigger fish to fry, so they figured Pakistan existed for a while. And then when they came back, and like, didn't we own this place? No, we've always been independent. All right, we'll just move on.
And more than that, after the Second World War, they just had no money. And they're like, I can't spend more money on taking care of these brown Pakistanis and Indians anymore. So just give them their land.
Yeah.
That was it. They just, Britain just couldn't handle keeping these colonies because they were too broke.
Ah, really?
I had no idea. So your independence wasn't hard fought or anything like that. It was just like a thing of like, no, we're on a budget now.
That's always the case, though.
That's amazing.
Every independence
country exists because of like the Queen having to like think about maybe getting clothes from Lowe's.
wearing your shirts. He can be annoyed about that, but none is more annoying than Justin Trudeau's dad. Ooh, I'm gonna twirl around and pretend I'm a ballet dancer behind the Queen. Mad, really sticking it to him.
What was that about?
Yeah,
he thought he was like being submersed, like being, you know, like going against the grain. I stuck my tongue out at the old Queen, the old Commonwealth. That's right, I've got balls. No, you're just a dick, actually. You're just annoying.
Yeah.
You're just really annoying.
Dude, okay, here's the thing.
Right. Look, having known nothing about that man,
and also,
and just like all of my knowledge coming from Gavin McInnes, yeah, which when you look deeper into virtually anything he says, he's wrong about it. I assume he's right on this one.
I've got a genuine question about this. Okay. What? Both of you think the Queen is mad. And you know what? I kind of think she's mad too. However, she's fucking old. And after her, well, Charles is going to be, well, I don't even know if Charles is going to be the king. It's going to be fucking Prince William.
Why? Why wouldn't it be Charles?
I don't know. I think, like, I'm not sure. Be wrong about it, but, like, apparently I think he was just like, yeah, you can skip me. I'm too old. But what? Even if he is, he's going to die soon too, right? So most likely for the very long future, you're going to have Prince William. And if you have that guy, do you still really want the monarchy?
How does this podcast sometimes slip into you're listening to Who Magazine, the podcast? What's Beck Hewitt doing right now? Is she buying groceries? Oh, just like us.
Avoiding the big questions. My question is,
do you have a problem with that?
No,
because I do not.
None.
Wait, you don't have a problem with some fucking millennial as your king?
I mean, look.
No, I have a problem with that, but I don't have a problem with Charles.
No, Charles is fine.
A sick dog.
Charles is fine, but he's gonna die. Dude, he's old too. He's like, I think the Queen was 10 when she had 70? Charles.
Yeah, I think so.
What difference does it make if it's a millennial? Do you think he's gonna be like more like he's like his tours will be more cooked?
Dude, I don't want fucking
They will.
That's absolutely true, they will be. But also on top of that, I hate how buck teeth he's like his mouth is annoying to look at. Is that? And also the fact that they just left the royal family because they're like, oh, it's too hard.
Yeah, you know what? I have to say,
still get a pension from the government, though.
Yeah, I was pretty off that too. Like, I am a
You guys were pissed about Harry leaving.
Yeah, mix it.
Yeah, I was livid. Me and Jordan regressed to like a grandma that lives in Matt, our editor's suburb in Brisbane, just being like absolutely shameful.
I know. I'm going as far as to say this: if we ever do become a republic, I'm moving to the Caribbean. I refuse to live in a country where you can't toast the Queen with dinner.
What is
going? I'm going to one of them.
Can you explain the Caribbean a little bit more? Because just wondering, what the fuck is going on over there? How is there a combination of loving, like being an intense royalist, and coconuts? Like, what the fuck is this place? What is this place? And why is everyone called Skip?
Reggae
and a guy called Skip that likes Bush. What the hell is going on?
Skip dogs like these.
Yeah, like
Sebastian the Crab, treasure hunter.
Can you just explain how an island in the Caribbean became royalists, like exclusively? I'm just curious about that.
Because I don't think it was a place before. I think they knew that it existed, and I think the Spanish used to steal natives from it to make them work in mines and stuff. But I don't think it was actually settled. And then after the War of Independence, there was a bunch of royalists that really hated the idea of not having a portrait of the king above a fireplace. And so they made a new country.
No.
Purely so they could just have a statue of King George V and just being like, I imagine he has 5 rings, but I've never seen him. I have.
But what about like the local fucking like Africans or Jamaicans? Or
no, they weren't there. They came as slaves.
No, they didn't come as slaves. Well,
no, they did.
Originally there was some slaves, but I think that also was a thing of Africans liked the king because the king was saying, I'll give you your freedom if you fight for us. And so there was a lot of ones that were like guaranteed freedom under the king, but they didn't win out on that. So they all just went there and they just created this ultra colony.
Maybe some of them, but like most of the Afro-Caribbean population has like slave ancestors.
Well, I don't know about the rest of it, like in the Caribbean.
Haiti
and
stuff.
But like I think it was Barbados or wherever I was. I think that was the history of it.
Dude, right. Haiti is the only place in the world that had a successful slave rebellion.
Really?
The slaves just revolted and they won.
I didn't know.
With the power really of scary? Voodoo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They attributed to voodoo.
Yeah, and you know what's really, you know what's scary about the voodoo thing? There's like this weird thing that happens where like there's intense tropical storms and cyclone that hit the Caribbean. And like, it's like that episode of The Simpsons where everyone's house is okay and Flanders is just like, it's all gone. Gone diddly on. And that's Flanders' house is Haiti. They always get pummeled with storms that decimate the whole island, and they attribute it to their voodoo. They're like, well,
because it's a blessing and a curse. Is that why?
Yeah, they say like we do evil shit, so like you get cyclones.
Really,
dude? Yeah. It is like very
intense. It could be right.
Well, you know how like we base our nationalism on like Anzac Day or the monarchy or something? They base it on voodoo.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because that's what got them their independence.
They based it on that guy with the top hat.
Yeah, in that's James constantly Bond.
Snorting coke. What's his name again? I can't remember his name. Like Papa Josie or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's their like evil coke spirit lord or whatever.
Yeah, right.
But basically everyone in Newtown.
Dude, true though. Very true. Yeah. Like but, fair.
Yeah. While we're on the subject of voodoo magic, boys, have I got a supernatural story that Ali is going to sit there and mildly entertain and pretend that he's above it, but also a piece of him is going to be like, really? That's pretty fucking crazy, man.
Fuck, you can't expose me every time.
It's all right.
But Two's acting coach, who's like quite famous, or used to be quite famous, dig this. He thinks he's somewhat psychic. And once, like he got like these.
A man in the performing arts being absolutely crazy. Surprise, surprise.
I mean,
eccentric crazy. You forgot that.
It's just insane, isn't it?
And also, for the record.
Did you know that, like, I don't like Curb Your Enthusiasm? Yeah. It's just up there. But look, the what he was saying was that. He's got like a few crazy stories, but this one was he was got this woman to hone his psychic abilities, and it was this dingy LA shop that he walked into that is just like the beginning of every 80s Stephen King movie where you go down the basement and then there's just some old gypsy woman going, yeah, yes, you were supposed to be here 3 days ago. And so she taught him all these psychic abilities or whatever. Anyway, when his mum was dying of dementia, in a geriatric ward, he was just sitting there thinking about, you know, how did you get into this situation? Like, how did your brain deteriorate this much? And she's just babbling because that's what people do when they've got dementia. They just sit there going, not even saying English or anything, just speaking gibberish. And he was thinking that, and she just goes from this, going like, and then instantly she jumps out and goes, I don't know what I did, all right? Just stop asking. And then just went back to
shit.
Dang.
And he thought it. He didn't say it.
Yeah, that is scary.
And then, I don't know, there was this point of the fact that old Aboriginal warlocks or whatever the fuck they were called, like the magic guy in the tribe, I can't remember what they called it in Aboriginal cultures, they kind of just get this vibe that they were supposed to meet with other tribes that are hundreds of miles away, and they just walk in the desert for like a month to this one point, and then there'd be another guy there and another guy there, and they'd be like, okay, so you're not allowed to eat turtles anymore. All right, I'll just go back.
Hey, it's a history lesson.
That's crazy.
So I don't know, man. I do think that there might be something to do with voodoo magic. It might even be psychological enough to the fact that they thought. That
yeah, they sort of, what's that, projected.
But they're the only ones that were practicing voodoo.
Yeah, Mislav, you need to learn something from these guys. With all the technology that we have, messaging, Mislav, you've got to be there at 9 a.m. over here. It's like, okay, gotcha. 9 a.m. Oh, I thought that was next year, wasn't it? No, this year.
Yeah.
These guys didn't have freaking phones.
He is one of them. He is Papa Giuseppe.
These guys didn't have freaking phones.
Yeah.
And they still met each other and they figured out that turtles were.
No, dude, what I should be doing.
It's the same thing as Mislav. You know, a big reason of that is because time is not a concept to them. That's the same thing as that's how Mislav sees the world.
Dude, the only thing I can try to do is try to will 9 a.m. to change globally into 9 p.m. instantaneously at a whim when I feel like it. That's the best hope I've got. Not getting there on time, just being like, trying to like change the fabric of time is the only way I'll get somewhere on time.
Wait, so are you saying that they use the power of voodoo to do that shit? Or like at least the acting coach, if you're a girlfriend, used the.
Not voodoo, but just this kind of like psychic magic, whatever. I don't know.
I
do you know what? Like I was watching a lot of these things on You know those guys that do like magic, but mentalism. That's what it's called. Mental. And apparently they were saying,
yes, the shit magic.
Like, no, it's the best kind of magic.
Comedian calls themselves a humorist. Ooh, sit down for a night of jokes.
Dude, mentalism.
Humorist.
Mentalism is just like.
I'm doing it. I'm going to start advertising myself as that. No,
a fucking I know this humorist.
The comical stylings of Jordan Edward Shanks.
Yeah,
but what's the difference between the two?
What?
There between like difference. A humorist and a comedian? Because there is a difference between like mentalists and magicians.
I think the difference is if you are a humorist, you have to be an old man that wears a tuxedo, right. And like when you're like, oh no, I'm losing him, time to get out slappy, and then you just got a ventriloquist tummy.
Comedy has gone backwards since that.
It has.
Exponentially gone downhill.
Yeah.
Like, sure, it peaked again when Seinfeld walked on stage and said, what's the deal with peanuts? Like, yeah, it went back up to that level for a second, but then it went back down.
Wait, no. The peak of comedy was Rodney Dangerfield saying that, I tell you, the dog's learned a thing or two from staying in our bedroom at night. Now it knows how to beg. That's what I tell you.
I get no respect. No concern. No concern. That's it. Look, yeah, true.
Comedy has moved down ever since there was, like, I'm assuming Lithuanian man jiggling his jowls on television. That was the joke.
At least we can all come
It was just like, he kind of looks like a chicken.
Yeah, and like, you know, that's true. It's a fact.
Well, anyhow, so the mentalist guys, they have, they explain like how psychic actually works. Like, so apparently most of the time, so they can read a few of your thoughts. And the way they do it is by like really small reactions on your face.
Yeah.
Right. But most of the time they were saying that it's not that we're reading the thoughts, but we're planting the thoughts of what we want you to think about.
Yeah,
and then we already know it. So we say it and then you're like, oh shit, that's what I was thinking.
There's
but little did you know that like I told you to think about that.
But how does that explain Mislav though?
No, Mislav is gifted. Mislav is these guys.
Yeah.
These guys don't claim to be gifted.
Shit.
Mislav is just a mutant. Sense.
I'm a mutant. Yeah. If I want to hone the skill.
I bet you any money you like, Matt is actually dead, and the only reason we can see him is because Mislav is just able to like project him as like a solid person. But
yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's just a ghost that haunts.
Yeah, it's true. He gives me enough tea, and it's that I like that sort of like Lipton one. So I'm like, yum, tasty, and like. My positivity and like satisfaction is projected into the sun in Brisbane, and then Matt just comes down going and just gets projected down. Because I assume when it gets to nighttime, he disappears.
Damn, that's so true. As soon as this finishes, you'll just hear coming from nowhere that song. And I don't want
the world to see the Goo Goo Dolls because I don't think that they understand when everything tends.
What's your song ever? And also. Yeah. Coles Radio, you don't play it enough.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to be a new farm on the river.
That's so good. No, dude, I just vibe shit. I think it's a Matt. I think it's a, look, or I'm just outright that fucking guy who's just like, okay, what was his name? That
John Edwards.
John Edwards. Either I'm just John Edwards just being like, your sister. Yep. She's saying she loves you. Oh my God, my sister is dead. Like, either I'm that fuckhead or. It's just a mix of like being creative and vibing.
I legitimately think it's that first option. I do think you have a power.
Okay.
And I'm really jealous about it as well because I hate that like both Ali and I are just like such men of the world. I wish that there was some like ethereal. Like,
dude, it's kind of a curse though because sometimes I'll be walking down the street and I'll see like.
Visions. You know, I'll get.
No, basically like, I'll
be. Dude, don't you reckon that when Ali and I die. Like, that's just going to be you. You're just going to turn into fungus. But when you die, there's just going to be, like, some purple eminent light that goes...
Yeah, and Kevin Parker's next to me just being like, yo, man, he's my chorus pedal. I'm like...
Yeah, that's exactly
dude,
what
he's not.
Yeah. That purple waft will just go into LA, and then he'll just be playing GTA 5, and, yeah, and just be like, is there room for one more? And be like, guess who, man?
No, but dude, the downside is that, like, you know, yesterday we were driving to Toowoomba and there's a guy that is inexplicably tanned, just a walking cancer cell. I don't even know how the fuck he's alive. Crazy tan lines, Speedo glasses, being like so keenly getting to some, like, the keenest point in his life was that power walk on the grass part of the middle of a highway going. To us, I assume a palm tree farm, because there's nowhere else there. So he's just like getting a palm tree. But the downside is that like I look at him and it literally just turns into "That's so Raven," and it just goes into my eyes, and I become him for a second, and then it just goes out. It goes, and I just shudder.
Yeah, that's an ability of yours,
but I hate it. That's annoying
because every time I ever look at someone, this is the only thought that goes through my mind: scam. That's it.
Yeah.
And then I go on to my day.
To you, they're just a sin in the sins.
Scam, scam, scam. Oh, I guess I'd tap her. Scam, scam, scam. That's it.
Yeah.
What goes through your head?
Like, oh, move out of the way. You're blocking the cricket.
Yeah, fair.
But, okay, look, we've discussed enough of this. I need to ask Jordan some serious questions.
Yay.
Dude, how was Kevin Rudd?
Yeah. Well, we've got 5 minutes. We'll do it in the next pod.
Well, Matt, okay, I guess so.
Wait, look at the ghost.
In a nutshell. In a nutshell.
No, but then
very
dude,
charming.
Was he? But like, yeah. I've got like a million questions about. Okay, I guess we'll do it in the next podcast then.
Yeah, of course.
That's not an excuse for you to not give us money and more. I'm sick of you people downgrading your Patreon.
Oh, God.
How cheap can you be? Well, you don't want to listen to us sit there and tell you as a matter of fact that Miss Love has psychic powers.
I mean, look.
Cheeks that sell bubble
tea. You know what's really funny? As soon as you were talking, I was like, outrageous, Jordan. You're paying out earnings. And then you said that, and I was like, he's right. Give us 10 bucks a time. Yeah, 10 bucks a thing. Peace.
All right. Well,
see you
next week. Bye.